evening, 11 o'clock.
Where are you sitting?
So that I am sitting here, so that I might give my right ear to you all.
Very good.
I hadn't seen you before.
I'm Shamsundar.
No.
Yes, it is your stick.
Very good. Where is my stick?
You can take it, this stick. And the Kadav Murray. The camera should have operated on your beautiful sari. Very good. Who is the chief of your group? You or he?
As you like.
He holds a big stick, so I am asking.
Prabhupada is the chief. He has given me the stick.
Where is my Negro friend? He has not come.
There is no place in the car. There are many Negroes.
Sit closer. You belong to this place? No. What place do you belong to?
I am an engineer.
Babu.
Balu. Bala Gangadhar Sharma.
Balu.
Bala Gangadhar Sharma.
Bala Gangadhar Sharma, not Tilak. And endu ore?
Angala Lalgudi.
Lalgudi. Good. It's a pretty long stick. let me have a look at it first. Oh, it's wrapped in cloth, I see.
It is four bamboos.
Huh?
It is called Tridandi. Tridandi.
Tridanda.
Yes.
Tridanda.
This is Vaishnav.
Are there three sticks in it?
No, there is three pieces. One, two, three. There is four sticks wrapped here.
You have taken sannyas?
Our Guru Prabhupada has given me sannyas.
Sannyas?
Yes.
Then only you can hold it.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Sit down. Never mind the camera, come on. Can you take a photograph?
Babu? Yes.
No, you can't.
I can. No. Yeah, just put it right there.
Very well.
Let him take a
great.
She's too close, that's why
I was told you were 76.
Yes.
You don't look like that. I think it's not correct age. Probably you're 56. How many are you here? How many are you here?
Six.
Will you sit nearer here?
This is your good ear?
Yes.
This is my good ear, yes.
You can sit here.
I'll sit on the white bench.
You can sit here.
Please. You can sit down.
How many are you here in Madras?
About 15 are here in Madras now.
15 or 50?
15.
One five.
Yes.
How many are women and how many are men?
Two women and one child woman.
Three. The rest are boys, young men.
Yes.
From 76 downwards.
Yes.
You belong to West Bengal or
yes.
East Bengal?
My birthplace is in Calcutta.
Calcutta.
Yes.
Great and famous place. Look,
where you are governor also.
looked after very badly.
Rajaji was governor.
Now, you have... Yes, I was called governor for some time there. I liked the place when I was there. They were all very kind. Very, they had settled down after a lot of rioting and the arson and all that. They had settled down. They were all very good to me. They looked upon me as an impartial man, which is a very great compliment in our country. Now you have undertaken a very great task. And I am not competent to discuss and comment on it.
I think you are the best man to comment upon it.
Yes.
True. Still, I am not presumptuous enough to comment on one who has actually taken up the work. That is the difference between thinking and doing.
Yeah.
Thinking is easy. Doing requires inspiration. And you have taken it up.
I was thinking of taking up this task long ago. I wrote one letter to Mahatma Gandhi that he have got influence all over the world and you are acknowledged a man of spiritual understanding. Now you have got Swaraj, you better retire and take up this preaching of Bhagavad Gita all over the world.
He was doing it from the beginning. Not exclusively that, but applying the Bhagavad Gita to everything that he was doing it really. But you are referring to concentrated, exclusive teaching of the doctrines and way of life prescribed.
Sometimes I requested Dr. Radha Krishna also. When he was vice president.
Radha Krishna, nowhere in comparison with this. Radha Krishna, highly intellectual, good man. But he was more of a... There is no inspiration behind.
No.
God seems to have decided to spare him from hard work.
Yes.
He was very happy and he was very good and I have great love for him and he was a very just man. He was a teacher of...
In Calcutta he was a professor.
Other things, not of the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Now, would you allow me to think aloud?
Oh yes.
In the matter you have taken up?
Yes.
First of all, they are scattered all over the world, your society is scattered all over the world.
Yes.
They do not live together anywhere.
No, I have got different centers.
You have?
Yeah, in different cities.
And they live and they live together there?
Oh yes. We have got devotees in each center, not less than 25. And up to 200.
Oh, as big as that.
Yes.
Now, taking up my thoughts on the crude difficulties of management. First of all, there is the very crude necessity of getting money to run these institutions.
Yes.
And that means...
I may inform you in this correction that we are spending at the present moment $70,000 to $80,000 per month.
That's right. Yes. So whatever the exact amount may be, it's likely to be a big amount.
Yes.
And that means befriending people who will be prepared to part with the money.
Hard on money.
The money that they worship. the money god is greater than Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu just now. Unfortunately, the people have made an idol of gold and silver and later of paper. Paper meaning the promises of government.
Yes.
Which are never kept.
I was going to say, it is a fraud.
Fraud. Then
Maya.
But that is,
it is Maya.
That is.
I give you a piece of paper and you think 1,000 rupees. This is Maya.
You see, it depends on the credit to the man who gives the promise. Paper is merely the document of credit. Governments have till now kept their credit. But now they have learned to disregard their promises also. So that is one of the main troubles. But I think any religious movement like yours, people think they can buy up the grace of God by giving some money, and so you won't find any difficulty in getting money, because there is enough sin in the world, and the sinful people think they can compromise by giving money. Let them give.
That is also good.
Let them give. But that is the smallest point. Another point is, I suppose in each institution, in each center, there are men as well as women.
Oh yes.
And they live together.
Not together. Woman's section is different. Woman's section is different.
Different.
Yes.
It's very important.
Yes.
Because all religious organizations have floundered on scandal. And you will have to be very careful about that. That is what an old man has the right to tell you.
Now, from the very beginning, because in Western countries, the boys and the girls, they intermingle very freely.
We know all that.
Yes.
We don't know
that. Therefore, I, as far as possible, I get them married.
Yes, but that doesn't prevent permissive culture. It acts as a sort of guarantee, as a sort of insurance against scandals. But scandals do come out.
And
that is another crude problem.
Oh yes.
Which you have to take great care about. The traditional life of separate living is safer for organization. It's all right where men are married and are in families, they can mix, there is no difficulty. But when you start a separate organization against which people are ready to manufacture stories, you will have to be much more careful.
Yes.
So, that is one comment I make as an old man.
Oh yes, you are
very
valuable.
As an old man.
Yes.
That's one thing. Then, these are minor matters. On the philosophy of action which you have taken of converting the people to Sri Krishna,
consciousness,
to worship of Sri Krishna,
I
wonder whether you will place more importance. I asked my friend Mr.
Giriraj,
whether it is the Gita that you lay stress on or the Bhagavatam?
Gita is the preliminary study of Bhagavatam.
True, but in Bhagavatam there lurks a danger so far as Sri Krishna goes. The Bhagavatam, so far as it relates to the other incarnations of Mahavishnu itself, different. But so far as Sri Krishna goes, it deals with a chapter of his life which can mislead people.
Yes, that we are very cautious. That we are very cautious.
You will have to be very cautious.
Yes. I was discussing
generally,
this point.
Generally people begin to think, I am Sri Krishna.
That is nonsense.
God.
Yes.
That is what happens.
Yes.
Now, that is a danger. But so far as the Jeta Acharya's teachings go, he is a different person. There is no reference to his early life in Vyasa's Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is an Acharya. Occasionally he says, I am Ishvara. But he is an Acharya primarily. I am not trying to sermonize to you, but I am trying to explain what I feel.
Yeah.
Very difficult doctrine of detachment. See, the Gitacharya says sannyas is difficult and you are likely to become a hypocrite. If you prematurely take sannyas. Therefore, try and compromise the principles of sannyas, that is to say of renunciation, with worldly action and performance of duties by performing the duties without caring for the results. That is the renunciation he has preached. And I have understood.
Yeah.
The Gitacharya, that way, which you will confirm, I have no doubt. But the question which I put to Giriraj was whether it would not have been better if you work from inside rather than make yourself a separate cult and organization. Separate organization, once you form, becomes like a person who is born. He gets his attachments, his ego, his everything. So the separate organization, like Mr. Balu, becomes an ego. He is fond of his own attachments, of his own interests, and so the organization must be looked after. The organization should succeed. The organization should succeed better than other organizations. There is emulation among organizations. So all the egotistic weaknesses apply to organizations also. Therefore, I was wondering whether it would not, if you were convinced that your mission was to spread the Gitacharya's teachings as to how to act with detachment, and with faith in the grace of God, where you go wrong, could not have been better done without making yourself separate.
No, the thing is, when there is detachment, there must be another attachment.
Yes, to God.
Yes. That is required. That is required. Just like...
Yes, just attachment to... There is a Tamil Kural, you have heard of the name Kural, Thiruvalluvar. It is classic, Tamil classic. Makes this point very clear.
Yeah.
If you wish to live without detachment, attach yourself to God.
Yes.
That is it.
Param drishtva nivartate. Param drishtva nivartate.
Yes.
After getting good attachment, one gives up the inferior attachment.
Right. That is right. The attachment should be to God.
Krishna,
Govinda, as I would call him.
Yeah.
Attachment should be to Govinda, not to an organization.
Yes. No. Govinda is absolute. Govinda and Govinda's organization, the same. Govinda is absolute.
I don't want to discuss it, I told you. I am not competent to discuss. I am just telling you what I
said. I am also answering this part. It's like Krishna, his name, his form, his pastimes, his entourage, they are all the same. Otherwise, what is the benefit of chanting Krishna's name? Suppose I am thirsty just now. If I simply chant the name of water, I will not be satisfied. Water is required, actually, substance. But when he chant Krishna, a Krishna name is different from Krishna, then it